When it was introduced in 2006, medical experts hailed the first vaccine to prevent cancer, and the Centers for Disease Control recommended kids get the first of three shots at the age of 11 or 12. But in Virginia, only 28% of teenage girls have gotten all three shots, and just 12% of boys were vaccinated. Some parents think it's unnecessary, since HPV is sexually transmitted. But assistant nursing professors Emma Mitchell and Jessica Kime-Malpass say it's important to do this early.
We have the best chance of preventing adverse health effects if we do get them before they've become sexually active. It only takes one exposure. I mean, someone who isn't sexually active but will be someday is still going to be at risk.
As they get older, we know that adolescents are less likely to come to the pediatrician's office annually for their well child visits. So 11 to 12-year-old age range is what's been recommended by CDC.
They studied 3,400 patients over a five-year period and found even those who got a first shot were unlikely to follow up with recommended boosters at 1 and 6 months. One possible explanation appears on Twitter, where a few parents claim their kids had side effects from the vaccine.
When parents are confused about this, they are often going to social media sites, and we found that overall only 50% of the messages regarding the HPV vaccine were in fact positive.
One possible solution, Mitchell says, is to group the HPV vaccine with shots for diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, and meningitis.
Pairing prevention strategies has been a longstanding sort of gold standard. You know, when you go for your annual wellness visit, there's a lot of health information and practices and procedures and screenings that your provider will try to bundle together.
And the UVA nursing team says it makes sense to move beyond pediatricians when talking about this vaccine, so young adults seeing gynecologists or internists can be encouraged to catch up on immunization. I'm Sandy Houseman.